Hey there, Brian of London here, and I'm back. Pallywood, this picture of the boy on the floor in the hospital. As soon as I saw that, and you know, I've spent some time in British hospitals. I've been to A&E many times. I've had broken thumbs from skiing on the dry ski slope in Sheffield. I've had cuts and wounds and things I had to be in ER for, and I've dealt with the NHS. You know, I grew up there many times. Now, as good and as bad as it is for different things, I don't believe, I'm going to have to cut this short. Basically, they're using Pallywood. I'm going to record this later. Sorry, I had to cut off early. Yes, so Pallywood and the Labour using all their techniques. Well, it's obvious that the Labour Party is overrun with people who overwhelmingly support the so-called Palestinian cause. And the way they express their support is to copy their tactics. For years, the Palestinians have been inventing fake photos and lying about everything they see. They lie about the IDF, they lie about damage, they lie about wounded people, dead people. They lie about Mohammed al-Jura. This is the image that started, that was symbolic of the Intifada in 2000, with the father clutching his child, hiding behind a barrel with bullets streaming in. It was all faked. Fake. In fact, after the last frame that was broadcast on France of that incident in 2000, when you get to see the full footage, the kid looks up to see if he should be still playing dead. It's fake. The Palestinians have been using fakery to basically deceive the entire world about the justice of their cause. And it looks like that Corbyn's people have just learned these techniques. Like, you know, when Corbyn was sat on the floor in the train, and now this staged photo with where a mother puts her child on the floor in a hospital with a mask to take a photograph. This is Pallywood. We saw it in Lebanon. We saw it with photo editors adding more smoke to make pictures look more impressive. We've seen it every time there's a bombing of some sort. What do? They go in and put a child's toy in the rubble. That's a classic. You always see the forlorn little child's toy or a shoe. A shoe is another favorite. You take a big picture of rubble. Maybe that rubble was created by a targeted bomb after people had been warmed, whatever. You don't give the context. You just show a big pile of rubble and a forlorn looking child's toy or a shoe. It's the same stuff as staging photographs. And it's absolutely axiomatic and obvious that once the UK Labour has adopted the entire language and ethos and the Palestinian cause, that the next step on is going to be to adopt their techniques, their modes of operation, all of that other stuff. Anyway, that's enough of me. I'm Brian of London. That's my short update. Speak to you all soon. Bye. Hey, Brian of London here. I want to do a quick introduction video to one of Tommy's videos that I'm going to share at the end of this. Tommy did a Telegram update yesterday, two parts. One part was talking about early release of a jihadi compared to Tommy's release from prison and how he got recalled to prison. That was interesting enough. But then he went into a big rant at the end of that about the anti-Jewish stuff that emerges from the woodwork every time he goes to prison, and the whole load of stuff that says that he's a Zionist shill and a Mossad agent, all that nonsense. He is a Zionist because he believes that Israel should exist and Jews should have a homeland, but he doesn't buy into any of the ethno-nationalist nonsense. He doesn't see that Britain is a whites-only country. He doesn't go for that racist stuff. He's remarkably unracist. If you've believed the nonsense that he's racist, you couldn't be more wrong. And that this video he shared yesterday, which I'm going to paste after this, it's just, there's no way better to express what he expressed than how he expressed it. And I don't write the script for him. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. Tommy is his own man. Tommy is not going to become a Jew hater because he hears Mark Collette say something. It's not going to happen. Tommy's presence and his own mental sophistication is far higher than you might believe if you read all the crap about him. He's a very, very smart guy, and he's the guy that drives the room, not the other way around. So that's why I'm sharing Tommy's video straight after this. Thanks. I'm Brian of London. More videos whenever I can, probably Friday. Speak to you soon.
I'm on a little rant. I'm going to go on another rant. I've seen all these people going on about my new documentary in Zionism. All the people shouting this, yeah? What do you do? What do you do for the cause? Other than sit behind your shitty little computer. What do you actually do? Other than poison nationalism. Other than make our job harder. What do you do? Because they're all saying, oh, look, millions of pounds in donations to make a documentary about Israel. It's not a documentary about Israel. I haven't had millions of pounds in donations. Where'd that come from? Okay. I've had, and why hasn't he made a documentary about grooming victims yet? I'll explain why, shall I? Because I was facing jail. Now, facing jail for me is a matter of life and death. I was facing jail, you wasn't, because you just sit behind your computer. I was facing jail, it's a matter between life and death. Am I going to disappear for 3 weeks to live in a town, start a documentary on grooming, when I'm probably going to jail for a while? Am I going to upset those victims and tell them I'm going to tell their story when I'm going to be taken off the streets? No, I'm not. But I don't like being inactive. So in that 6 to 8 weeks from my court case, I thought I'd publish my other documentary, which is about a British man called Yisrael Shalom. A British man who was persecuted to death. Okay? Now, he happened to be Jewish. Yes. The reason he was targeted is because he was Jewish. Yes. But that same supremacist ideology that promotes hatred and intolerance against him promotes it against every one of us that's non-Muslims. Okay? Now, this documentary tells his story. Because one of the last people he messaged before he died was me, relying on me as a friend to tell his story and highlight his problem. Whilst you all sit there saying, this is a disgrace. The only disgrace is you. People who think that this whole country has to be white. People that don't believe non-white people can be proud of this country. You're the disgrace. And not just a disgrace, you're lazy bastards as well. Because all you do is sit behind your computer. So in the next 12 months, whilst you're moaning about me, in the next 12 months, I'm going to publish 4 blockbuster documentaries, okay? That are going to bring more people, even with the censorship I face, I'm going to do more than any one of you could even dream of, okay? So sit behind your computer, moaning about Jews, all you like, okay? Because I'm going to crack on highlighting issues whilst you cowards sit there pressing Control, Alt and Delete. You absolute morons. Have a good day, everybody, yeah? Rant over. And another thing. I was trying to get this documentary out before Wednesday, before the election. It's going to be impossible. We can't get it edited quick enough. And I don't want to take any of the... It's going to be a powerful story. And I owe it to Yisrael. I owe it to his family who have been working with us on this documentary now. To tell the story to its full potential. So I'm not going to rush it. It's going to be finished very soon. Have a good day, everyone, apart from all you little shill, Jew haters. Fucking wankers, man. I just saw, man. So funny, bruv. I'm getting a lot of grief at the minute by some of these, like, white supremacists, ethno-nationalists, whatever. Yeah. And they're all on about demographics. Demography, yeah? All on about the replacement. Now, the funny thing is, the main geezer, and then there's a bird as well. I don't even know her name. And then there's a lad who used to do TR Talk or whatever. None of them have got kids! None of them have had children! They're all moaning about demographics, yeah? But two of them are my age! Go have sex! Do your part! Find a missus! You're all about family values. You ain't even got a family, mate! It's a single fucking sitting behind your computer pressing buttons. Sort your own shit out, man. It's hilarious. And by the way, the growth forecast for Luton, the black community are going to increase by 1.2 to 1.3%, and the white community by 1.2 to 1.3%, but the Pakistani and Bangladeshi community by 70 to 77%. The replacement is Islamic, you fucking inbreds. Go have a kid. Go have a family. Go have sex. You weirdos.